we're hopeful of the change. The fact that the second quarter permits have come through, which were a substantial increase on the first quarter, demonstrates the message that we've been consistently putting, that they will run into problems here unless they build certainty into the system. This is a constant message that we've been pursuing. We've been doing it with the Northern Territory Live Exporters Association. We're doing it with the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association. So I think the concerted effort from industry in Australia, combined with what we now have, is common agreement with the importers in Indonesia that we need to get that certainty, and the best way to try and secure it is to through the mechanism of annual permits.
Because do the importers at the moment believe they'll have enough beef in the system for Ramadan and the following festivals this year?
No, it's still going to be a problem because there's a lead time in terms of getting the cattle up there. So we suspect there are still going to be problems in getting the cattle in time for Ramadan, but this is another message that we've got to convey to the government. But I think the success of the strategy to date has been to get a common position with industry, both in Australia and in Indonesia, to get the strength of the business-to-business relationship and to use that to convey a common message and a common strong message to the government.
And so have you got a sense yet from the Indonesian government about what it makes of this message and this idea of yearly permits?
Well, again, we're still going to have those discussions with the government. I'm on the way to that meeting now, so we'll wait and see how that goes. But I think there are the meetings yesterday were important because of the common ground reached to get that certainty, but also to strengthen the commitment to make the red meat partnership work more effectively. Because clearly, if we're going to build on the established relationship and the desire to for Indonesia to get to food security, there has to be important investment in the industry. Won't happen unless there's certainty, but we've got the partnership that can help us build the capacity if we get the certainty. So the two go hand in glove. That's a message also that we'll convey to the government. And this is a constant process of trying to get our message through.
Is it correct that the Ministry of Trade has been issuing permits this year, but that responsibility is about to switch over to the Ministry of Agriculture? Is that correct?
No, it's not. But there is, it is fair to say that there is some confusion up here as to where the ultimate responsibility for the issue of the permits rests.
Uh-huh.
And that's a matter that is also tied up with the certainty question, not just certainty about the annualised quota, but certainty about the process by which the quota itself is issued.
Well, I better let you go, Simon Crean, because you're about to go and have one of these important meetings, and I'm sure everyone along the supply chain hopes you get a win.
Okay. Thanks very much, Matt. That's what we're in there for. See ya.